straight balls and then follows it up with three straight strikes. Sam Meadenbauer. As Cody delivers in and Meadenbauer lines one out on the third base line to Degatti. The throw across the diamond is right on time for the third out. So the Raptors, three up and three down inning as we head to the top of the sixth. They still lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Levi Jensen.
Top of the sixth inning we go as Levi Jensen in the bottom of the order is due up. After his last time out, had three runs on, bases juiced with only one out. Back-to-back strikeouts from Graydon Tashner has said otherwise. So 3-0 lead still. They got two runs on the top of the second and then a run on the top of the third as Tashner evens up the count at one apiece. Tashner has already had three strikeouts on six batters face as the 1-1 comes down low on the left edge for a ball, 2-1. He's only allowed one hit as Cody Ball pitched four innings before him with three hits, three batters walked, and three strikeouts as Tashner evens up this count at two apiece. A 2-2 down low and away, three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 way outside for ball number four, and Jensen will take first. A wild pitch that got away from Joey Spence, so a leadoff walk here for the Raptors. It's back-to-back walks for the catcher, Levi Jensen.
The right fielder.
So Brendan Rodgers is due up. The guy that's flown out, grounded out, and has had a base hit. He's 1-for-3 today. So Rodgers at Iowa Western Community College. Setting in is Jensen, the leadoff at first. Tashner comes set, checks and serves as Rodgers pops one up on the right field line and out of play. That ball pulled away. No balls, a strike. Nobody down here in the top of the sixth. Raptors have out hit. The Chinooks 4-3. Sets and serves the 0-1 as that ball goes down low. Spence throws it over to second and the sliding Levi Jensen, who slides safe. So Jensen, an excellent stolen base attempt, and he'll put himself in scoring position. Nobody down here as Rodgers gets back into the batter's box. 1-1 count. Levi Judson, very uncharacteristic of him to steal bases, but he's come up successful right now as the 1-1. Curveball down low, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. So Tashner will come set. Graydon Tashner has only allowed one hit. Looks back towards second. As it looks to be a violation. 2-2 now. Pitch clock violation. 2-2 count on Tashner. So one of those rare pitch clock violations that we've seen a couple times this year. 20 seconds to get the pitch off. As Tashner looks at second. Sets and throws once again. And just got that off before the pitch clock. Threw it back towards second for a wrestler. It's a 2-2 count here as Joey Spence coming, having a word with Graydon Tashner. And, well, nobody down. Jensen leads off at second. Top of the order for Brandon Rogers, who's 1-for-3 today. He sees a 2-2 count. Spence heading back behind home plate now. Count. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, but backs a hold just a bit late behind home plate, so count stays at 2-2. Sets and serves the 2-2 way outside. Spence barely caught that in his glove as he had to reach to his right. Full count here. Nobody down. Levi Jensen, the leadoff at second. And the Rafters get another runner on. Perhaps another hit, and they've only had four of them. But in fairness, the Chinooks have had three as 3-2 misses outside. Swing and a miss for strike number three. Rogers went after it down low and got caught. The one down. And as Chris Conniff threw up, who was hit by pitch on his last appearance at the plate. Conniff, the left-hander. Go for two today. One strikeout and one hit by pitch as Tashner sets in and throws up and out of the zone for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Curveball paints the left edge, but just a bit out of the zone for a 2-0 count. One out, two balls, no strikes. Tashner will set in. Top of the six. Rafters lead as the 2-0. Way inside as Conniff had to back away from the batter's box. He sees the ball, so he's way ahead in the count, 3-0. Count. Tashner sets and serves. Finds a zone for a strike, 3-1. One out. The 3-1. Conniff flies one on the left field side. Out of play. So Tashner has done well to fight back in this count. Count runs full now. Rafters have been on the verge of adding to their lead. They've had bases loaded with one out at times, but have not been able to get another run in. Jensen leads off at second, one down, as Tashner delivers the full count. Swing and a miss down low as Conniff. Just a little bit late, so two down as Graydon Tashner. Back-to-back strikeouts for him. This brings up Garrett Boussard, who's 0 for 3 today. Two strikeouts, and he grounded out as well. So Boussard, the Utah Valley product. Will come set. Tashner serves inside for X. Levi Jensen remains at second. Chucks have two errors, Rafters one. But Rafters about to hit the Chucks 4-3 as curveball comes down the plate for Tashner for a strike, 1-1. Two down, one ball, one strike. Tashner sets and serves the 1-1, swing and a miss outside. Boussard frustrated at himself for going after that ball. Seemed like if he didn't swing, that ball was going to stay out of the strike zone for a 2-1 count, but instead, it's one ball and two strikes. The 1-2, way outside. Spence had to reach out and make the catch. 2-2. Two-two count with two outs. Tashner digs in and serves upstairs and just a bit outside. Four ball, so count is at full now with two outs. Top of the six, Utah Valley product, who's 0 for 3 today, looking for his first hit. Graydon Tashner checks and serves way outside. That goes behind Joey Spence. And advancing to third is Jensen. So Broussard to first. Jensen steals the base to third after he was given the green light off of a wild pitch from Graydon Tashner, the Illinois State product. Runners on first and third. Rafters have been in this position before. Jack Gurevich, a guy who's 1-for-1 today, with a run, a double, an RBI, and he's also walked as well. And a sack fly to right field that sent a runner home. Way outside for Tashner. One ball and no strikes. Two outs, the 1-0, way inside, and Gurevich had to back away, and thinking about stealing two was Boussard, but he backs away, gets back to the bag at first. 2-0 count. Two outs, Tashner delivers, paints the left edge for a strike, 2-1. Seen at times where Tashner's been down on the count and a couple of strikes have put him right back alive with the batter. 2-1, the serve. Swing and a miss. Just like that. Two straight strikes. Two-two count. Top of the six. Two outs. Tashner sets and serves the 2-2 outside as Spence throws it over, and getting over is Jensen. The play at the plate, and Jensen slides safe. So Spence not able to tag Jensen. Jensen gets home. Broussard gets to second, and the Raptors take a 4-0 lead. So Spence threw it over to Ressler, the shortstop, at second. He threw it back over at the home plate to Spence, and Jensen slide safe. 2-2 count with two outs. Raptors up 4-0 now. A much-needed run. Coming set and serving is Tashner. Up and away for a ball. So ball number four now, as it was originally a full count. Scoreboard said otherwise, but 3-2 count as Gervich will head to first. Broussard to second. And now Ty Johnson is due up. Johnson, who was flown out and was hit by pitch today as he check swings the ball on the left side, comes for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count, two outs, two runners on for the Raptors. The 1-0 way downstairs, and a wild pitch at the back track, advancing the bases, Gervich to second. And Broussard to third, 2-0 count. That has put Tashner in a tough position. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth, Raptors already have a run. Can they add more? A 2-0 way upstairs for a ball. So 3-0 now with two outs. Gervich at second, Broussard at third. The 3-0. Right down the plate for a strike, 3-1. Raptors four hits, four runs. The 3-1. Down low and out of the zone for ball number four, so Johnson will take first. And now this brings up Matt Olive, who hasn't had a hit today. Ground out, flew out, and was walked. And Trevor Cho, manager, having a word with Tashner. So is the entire infield on the mound. Tashner's day. Question is it done? Because he struggled throwing pitches across the plate, and a couple wild pitches has advanced the Raptor runners. It's exactly how Gervich and Broussard got to third, given it wouldn't have mattered because Johnson already was walked. So Matt Olive, 0-for-2 today, grounded out and flew out. He was also walked. Cho heads back towards the dugout. He's not bringing Tashner with him, so Tashner stays on the mound. Matt Olive, the Valparaiso product, will stand in. Serve, a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike. Tashner sets the 0-1. Breaking ball comes down the plate for a strike 0-2. So Raptors have been in this position where they've had bases juiced. And the Chinooks pitcher, Graydon Tashner, has gotten back-to-back strikeouts. The 0-2 inside, and that looks like it skims inside of the glove for strike number three. Olive falls down, but unfortunately, the Raptors don't get a walk there. So Raptors get a run, though, as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. They still lead 4-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 52. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The bottom of the sixth inning we go as Rafters get a much needed run. 4-0 as Levi Jensen was able to get home off of a stolen base. So Rafters have been in front this entire game and started in the top of the second where they got two runs, followed it up with a run in the top of the third, and then a run in the top of the sixth. So they're up 4-0 as Gabe Wrestler is due up. Wrestler, a guy who's 1 for 2 today as he swings and bounces the ball into the glove of Broussard at short, but not able to make the throw across first. Lost his balance, lost his grip on the ball. So a leadoff here for leadoff single for the Chinooks. So Joey Spence due up 0-for-2 today. Grounded out and flew out. Rafters in front 4-0, but we've seen some big innings from the Chinooks. So this game is far from over here in the bottom of the sixth. Each team with four hits. Chinooks have two errors compared to the Rafters' one. The 1-0 outside for a ball 2-0. The 2-0 outside for a ball 3-0. The 3-0 swinging a ball popped behind home plate. 3-1 count. Rafters do not need a big run here from the Chinooks on a day where they haven't had a lot of runners in scoring position. They've had four hits, but Rafters have had double plays and some great strikeouts as the 3-1 foul tipped on the left side. Count runs full at 3-2. Three-two count. Joey Spence, the catcher, up, looking for his first hit, leading off his wrestler at first. Nobody down. Cody will come set. Kick and serve across the plate on the left edge for a strike. A late call and boos around Capco Park. They don't agree with that. But a big strikeout there for Hayden Cody. One down, four on the Raptors. As Tag Gollert is due up. Gollert 0 for 1 today. He's hit by pitch. So leading off and the pickoff attempt over to Gurvich at first, and Ressler slides safe. Gollert out of Missouri State. The right-hander wearing number 45. Coming set and serving. Outside is Cody for a ball 1-0. Up on the top corner on the right edge of the zone. 1-0 count. Pickoff attempt over again at first. And sliding safe is Ressler. So Gurvich doing his job, and that's been a couple problems at times where we've seen some miscommunication on the pitcher as Cody once again throws it over at first and sliding safe. Boy, he's really putting Ressler back towards that bag. One out. The 1-0. Swinging a driven ball into the left fielder. That bounces before Hugo can get there. So that advances the runners. So Gollert to first, Ressler to second, and the fifth hit of the game for the Chinooks comes in the bottom of the sixth. They have two runners on with one down. Adam Cootway, 0 for 1 today, and he was also hit by a pitch.
Number 2, Adam Cootway.
So leading off is Gollert at first. At second is Ressler. First pitch inside, a swing and a ball pops up on the right side out of play near the bleachers. So an 0-1 count with one down. Bottom of the sixth. Jensen having a word with Cody on the mound. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Way inside and backing away was Cootway. He just had to back up because it looked like that could have possibly hit him in the left leg. Fortunate for the Raptors, it didn't. 1-1 count. Gollert at first, Ressler at second. Raptors still lead 4-0. The 1-1, breaking ball on the right edge for a strike, 1-2. So Aiden Cody with one strikeout on four batters faced. The 1-2, outside for a strike, so strike number 3. Excellent pitching there from Hayden Cody. And a much needed strikeout.
The left fielder, number 43, Will Johannes.
Cody, that's his fourth strikeout. It wasn't his first, it was his fourth. As Will Johannes is due up. Sets and serves as Cody outside for a ball. So Johannes 1-for-2 today. Flew out on his second at bat. The 1-0. Swinging a ball popped up on the behind home plate and behind the netting. Hitting the top of the roof. One out count, two outs, bottom six. Cody comes set. Looks back towards second. Kicks and serves. Curveball right down the plate. As he's ahead in the count once again, 1-2. So Johannes, who played first base yesterday, slotted in at left field. He's down on the count 1-2. Cody sets and serves the 1-2 way outside. Stolen base attempt. Jensen throws over to Conniff at second. And getting in time is Tag Gollard. So Gollard gets the second. Wrestler to third. And two runners in scoring position here with two outs. 2-2 count. Big pitch here for Hayden Cody. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The 2-2. Swing and a miss outside. A big strikeout for Hayden Cody. And just like that, the Rafters able to get out of this inning. They still lead 4-0 as we head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the seventh inning. Rafters still lead 4-0 as Jack Grable will step in on the mound. The left-hander out of Bryant in Stratton College as a freshman from New London, Wisconsin. There to clean things up here for the Chinooks on the pitching side of things. But a decent effort from Graydon Tashner, who had 6 strikeouts on 13 batters faced. With 6 batters walked as well. He allowed a hit and a run. That run came earned. So Logan Hugo due up. So Hugo 1-for-2 today with a run. So the right-hander. Rafters lead 4-0, top 7. First pitch outside for Grable. He has a ball 1-0. Hugo with an RBI, a much-needed RBI, as he pulled a ball into right center as he pops one up on the right field side. 1 ball and a strike. One count. Chinooks have out-hit the Rafters 5-4. Chinooks have 2 errors, Rafters have 1. And Joey Spence having a word with Grable out on the mound. He comes back towards behind home plate, 1-1 count. 1 ball, 1 strike. One. Hugo sets in as Grable throws it down low, 2 balls and a strike.
Just games. Yeah. I thought it included all activities.
Two balls, one strike. Grayball, the left-hander, sets and serves. Swinging a ball popped up on the right field side, and coming under it is the first baseman in Sam Miedenbauer, reaches out to his left and makes the catch. One down for the Chinooks. Top seven, Hugo pops out. As Jorge Degatti, he's due up. One for three today. Had an RBI and struck out twice on that RBI where he drove in Jensen but got out at second. But didn't matter because the run scored. One out, Degatti, the Indiana product. Grable sets in as Degatti fouls one out of play on the left field side, 0-1. One out, no balls, one strike. One out, the 0-1. Swinging a ball, driven in through second and third. That drops into left field to Johannes, and Degatti gets on base for his second hit of the game. Degatti at first. Levi Jensen in the bottom of the order is due up. Jensen, two runs and only one at bat. He's been walked twice. So he's been able to get home and cross home plate twice off of RBIs from Degatti. And he stole the base as well as Johnson was stealing towards second. And getting home was Jensen as the 0-1 comes in for a strike 0-2. Grayball ahead on the count. 0-2. Serves in for a ball. Count's actually at 1-1. 1-1 count with one out. Degatti stands at first. Levi Jensen. Two runs today. Only 0-1 down low. 2-1. Rafters lead here in the top of the seventh. 4-0. Each team with five hits. The 2-1. Swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman in Gollert. Not able to field it. And Jensen gets to first. And second is Degatti. So two runners on here with one out. That's the third error of the game for Lakeshore. Not the one they anticipated. Return to the top of the order. Brandon Rogers, who's 1-for-4 today with one strikeout. Grable will come set and serve inside for a strike. So down on the count is Rogers, only with one out though. Jensen at first. At second is Degatti. The 0-1 paints the right edge, 0-2. One down. Top seven. Each team with five hits. One out, the 0-2. Popped up on the backside. Out of play. Count remains at 0-2. One out. Sets and serves the 0-2, swinging a bouncer over to Gollert and not able to field it. That drops into left field. And rounding third, heading for home is Degatti, and the Rafters go up 5-0 here in the top of the seventh. So Gollert, not able to field it, reached out to his left. Ball bounced behind him off of his top of his glove. So Jensen to second, Rogers to first. And the Rafters, another run. Six hits, five runs. Only one out here. Grable fires in as kind of pops one up on the backside. Mm-hmm. Much needed here for Wisconsin Rapids to keep adding to the lead. Makes Lakeshore's job already harder than it is as throws in for a ball. 1-1 count, one out. Rogers at first, Jensen at second. Grable sets and serves the 1-1 upstairs out of the zone. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball over to first in Meenbauer steps on the bag, but that advances the runner. So two down, Rogers at second, and Jensen at third. So can another hit come in for the Rafters? Garrett Broussard due up. 0-for-3 today. Ben walked, struck out twice. First pitch outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, the 1-0. Upstairs, up high, 2-0. Rafters 6 hits, Chinooks 5. Rafters 5 important runs, though, as the 2-0 comes in, out and away for the third ball. 3-0 count. Windy and rainy here, 60 degrees. Rain has subsided for the time being as the 3-0 comes down the plate for a strike, 3-1. Three-one ball popped backside, 3-2. So Grable has done well to fight back in this count. Count runs full. Two down here. Rogers at second, Jensen at third. Down low and out of the zone. So Broussard will take first. A walk there, ball number 4. Bases juice with 2 outs. Raptors on the verge of blowing this wide open. Jack Gurevich, a guy that can do that. One hit, 2 RBIs, 2 walks today as Gurevich sees a strike down in the zone. He's down 0-1. One ball, no strikes. As once again comes in 2-0. Two oh count from Grable, swinging a ball popped on the left side, driven out of play, 2-1. So Broussard at first, Rogers at second, and Jensen at third. Here in the top of the 7th, Rafters already have a run. They have 2 outs. The 2-1 inside as Gurevich drives it off his left ankle, pops back in, but ball pops back into Grable, so it's a 2-2 count. Runs foul. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The 2-2 comes in upstairs. So it's a 2-2 count, though. Umpire had to reset. Make sure it was 2-2. So now it's a 2-2 with 2 outs. Inside as Gurevich bounces the ball into the first baseman and throws it over Meenbauer and gets there in time. It was Grable. So the Rafters get a run as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning as they lead 5-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Leading off for the Chinook, second baseman number 4.
It's bottom of the seventh, we go as a pitching change is in store for the Raptors as Anthony Benetti, rising junior out of Barry University. He's only had one game played, but he's had two innings pitched and three strikeouts on six batters faced. So a guy that is in his second season in the Northwoods League, played for the Kalamazoo Growlers in 2021, was 0-4, but had five games with 17 strikeouts and 26 hits as he throws a first ball outside. So native of Tampa, Florida, checks in and is down on the count early, 1-0. Josh Overbeek, the Cisco Junior College product, 0-2 today. Two balls and no strikes now. Raptors 5, Chinook 0. Benetti will come set. The 2-0. Swinging a ball popped backside and 2-1. Benetti will come set wearing number 23. He serves in and ball fouled deep left side, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two count here. Setting and serving is Benetti. Outside edge for a ball. Count runs full, 3-2. Raptors have allowed five hits, but no runs. Chucks have committed three errors as well. That's helped them. The 3-2 outside edge for ball number 4. That's going to take Overbeek to first and a leadoff walk for the Chinooks, much needed. As this brings up Andy Nelson, 0-2 today, he struck out. So he's DHing at the University of Iowa in the Big Ten. Oh, Benetti serves in for a ball upstairs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Leading off is Overbeek at first. The 1-0 swing and ball pops onto the third baseman in Jorge Degatti, who reaches out and makes the grab for one down. So Nelson pops out. This returns to Drew Townsend, the left-hander, who struck out 0-for-2 today. Still leading off his Overbeek at first. One down. Benetti will come set. Benetti, the right-hander on the left-handed batter of Townsend, as he throws a ball 1-0. The 1-0. Up and away for a ball 2-0. Two-oh count with one out. Benetti sets in, swinging a ball, pops up on the right side. Rogers coming after it, but goes away into the Chinook's bullpen. So 2-1 count, one down. The 2-1, up and away for a ball. So 3-1 now, only with one out. The 3-1. And, well, Townsend drives one out on the left field side in foul territory for 3-2. Three and two, one down for the Rafters here in the bottom of the seventh. They still lead 5-0. The payoff. Swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second. Able to field it, throw it over to first to Gurevich and make the second out, but advancing the runner to Overbeek at second. So Conniff for a second was going to look to Broussard. At two, wasn't able to field it in time to make that play, but threw it over to Gurevich at first for the second out. So Meinbauer and the Milwaukee School of Engineering, who's also 0-for-2 today, grounded out twice. Benetti serves in for a ball 1-0. One oh count with two outs. The 1-0. Up and away for a ball, 2-0. Two oh count, two outs. Swinging a ball popped up on the first base line. Running under it is Gurevich. Does he make the catch? And not in time. That ball goes right near the dugout. So Gurevich is going to have to get back to first because he had a moment there where it looked like he could have got it, but that ball went really close towards the dugout. Two outs. Overbeek stands at second.
Let's go, baby. Focus.
And now coming back is Sam Meinbauer. Benetti serves down the plate. just a bit inside, four balls. So three balls and one strike. Anthony Benetti will come set and serve inside. Check swing didn't fully come across, so ball number four, Meinbauer will take first. Overbeek at second. Two runners on, and we turn to the top of the order. Gabe Ressler, who's 2-for-3 today. He's had a good day himself. Had a stolen base. So Rafter is just going to get the third out to put this inning away. So Ressler out of Madison College, Anthony Benetti, wearing the number 23 top, glances towards second and serves, swinging a ball. Goes right into the glove of Degatti at third, a line drive, and much needed there. Jorge Degatti making plays at third. As we head to the top of the eighth inning, Rafters still lead 5-0. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. You're on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We turn to the top of the eighth inning. Rafters lead 5-0. They have out-hit the Chinook 6-5 and have done so. Have had excellent guys step up. Logan Hugo, one of those guys. Jack Gurevich as well. Many guys have gotten in on the action. Brandon Rogers as well. So a bunch of guys that have helped the Rafters here 5-0. They've out-hit Chinook 6-5. They've only committed one error compared to Lakeshore's three. So can the Rafters close out these next two innings in the top of the eighth? The question is, Rafters, they've had times where they've allowed Lakeshore to get back into games and allowed other teams as well. So you take it back to the second game of the season where they were up 3-0. Heading to the top of the ninth, Lakeshore got two runs and they had two runners on as well with two outs. But Rafters were able to halt that but and get the win. So Ben Whiteside will check in, the left-hander, the 6'5", 225-pounder out of Butler University, rising sophomore out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, will step in. So Ty Johnson is due up here for the Rafters. Johnson today, he's flown out and he was hit by pitch as he sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. Whiteside will come in. Set and serve as Johnson swinging a miss. Whiteside ahead in the count, 0-2. Top eight. Rafters have gotten two runs in the top of the second, a run in the top of the third, and then a pair of runs in the sixth and the seventh. The 0-2, swinging a ball driven on the right side. Out in foul territory. Count stays at 0-2.